We are dealing with a presentation from Dr. Zettner. I understand the same apology of the morning itself from the side of the members of the committee. I think that's just because all the apologies that we have read in the morning to spend even for now in the afternoon. We are going to receive the presentation from the MPP, and then following from that, we'll take comments and questions that are following, and then lead into the discussion. Welcome Advocate Alifa Dami and your team. We'll give you some opportunities to do the interactions. And the team from Care that is here. And then once we're done with that, we'll get into the presentation. I think first we will allow the team to make some few remarks, and then we move into the presentation. I was saying a bit hoping that afternoon refreshments would have arrived, but I don't think they're putting up. So could you feel free to stand and grab something that you want from the tea, some light refreshment outside. We are on called cutting measures, so that's why we allowed members to go and have their lunch and their meal. That will provide minimum provide minimum snacks just for refreshments if those who are here. So over to you, Advocate, for the introduction section of the board, and then we'll give some tips to Mr. to do the introduction.
Thank you, Chair. My greeting to the committee, my DM in the house, and everybody in this house. Chair, we are pleased today to come and present the plan for RATNA for this 2016-17. Just a summary of overview, Chair.
But you just do the introduction, and then first it is the DM, and then you come with the overview.
Thank you, Jim. Next to me, I'm going to allow them to speak the court basis. Can my member from RATNA introduce themselves? I'll start with the CEO.
President of the committee and the deputy minister, MV Gandisha, and the chief executive of RATNA.
Afternoon, Chair. My name is Peter, the project coordinator of RATNA.
Afternoon, Jay. John de Jager. I'm on the finance side of SADNA. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for this difference. Thank you very much. The overview, Chair, if we look at the plan for this current year, it will differ much with the previous year because we have taken at least a step forward to cover all the legislative mandates, trying to cover them irrespective of the legislative challenges. We haven't, in the past, we haven't been telling them all merely because of the challenges and all those things. But this year, this current year, we said, let us include some of them or all of them. So that is why when you come to the budget, you see that the budget will differ from the last financial year, because this year we're going to cover more functions. So we are trying to be aligned to the Act. It has got lots of functions, and the index has been comparing it with other entities, and I realized that the RATNA has got a lot to do. And we really want to grow RATNA. For the past years, it has been static as well. Then for us to cover the large scope of South Africans, we needed to grow it. And that is where you realize in the budget that at least the budget has gone a little bit high. Not a high jump, but to cover what is necessary. I'm going to hand over to the CEO to go into details of the plan and where they are, the CEO, where you meet any assistance, I will check in. And for now, Chair, thank you for the opportunity.
Jen, do you want to make some remarks?
Thank you, Chair. Not really at this point, except to say that already the chairs admitted that their scope, they've broadened their scope, but basically for us, what we are monitoring is to see how the legislative framework is coherent pertaining to all important areas of operation nationally and abroad. And the second point which we are monitoring very closely is the issue of really how do they take ZNA mandate beyond the traditional constituency in line with South Africa Connect, because the internet industry in this country grown out of the initiatives of the private sector. And when you look at where we are today, talking about broadband rollout to the most remote areas, South Africa Connect, talking to Wi-Fi distribution, broadband rollout, E3, e-skills, it broadens the net in terms of who should have access. So the question of really the management of the domain name registration, the licensing and regulating registry and registrars become very, very critical for us to ensure that as many people as possible begin to be included in the economy through the internet. Those are just broad parameters that we are looking at, that whatever they do, it should add value to our primary objectives at this point in time. Thank you.
What about you, Mr. Bishop?
Thank you very much. Apologies. With regard to some slides, that really are an extract of the strat plan and the APP that we submitted to Parliament a couple of weeks ago. And I hope we'll have a sufficient detail, not to get into all the details, in the next 15 to 20 minutes. In the presentation, this our strategic goals for the next 3 years, or for this and the next 2 years, which are the 3 year period. And as the chairperson of ZNA indicated, that we have our priorities or strategic priorities derived directly from what they have said ZNA should do or ZNA must do. So under each must in the act, we have a clear direction of what we'll be doing this year and the next 2 years. One, the first one that requires us to manage the Zelenium space, and our target here being to build internal and our alternative automated registry management capacity through zone file management and zone file, and the zone as part of the NSFAC implementation. The second requirement of the Act is that we have to comply with international best practice in the administration of ZLA or of .ZLA. Our priority for this particular year there being to expand our infrastructure security, you know, through the NSFAC and making sure that the domain name information is redundant sufficiently. The act requires us also to license and regulate registries and registrars. Our chairperson alluded to the fact that there are challenges with the act, and you, if the committee could remember, that we're not just licensing because of the shortcomings in the act, but instead we've worked with the industry to create what is called an accreditation model, which is in fact is a stopgap until the act is amended. We understand now that we are getting closer and closer with that, with the department having or being on the verge of finalizing the ICT policy review. We are also required to publish domain name registration guidelines, and then also to create an enhanced public awareness about domain names, which is a function that We've invested substantially for this year. I mean, as we'll show in the APP. We are required also to conduct research and surveys and investigations. And the priority for the year, we want to assess the impact of drugs that are in certain fees and times and comparison to other entities. And we also publish registration information, which we already are doing as FEDNA. And then we are required also to make policy recommendations to the minister. Our target being, of course, to continue what we started last year, where we submit what we call the Internet Governance Policy Documents and so forth, and to contribute to the department's department's policy processes. We are in the last slide a couple of other things. We oversee the implementation of the alternative dispute resolution regulations, which are the regulations that are used to resolve disputes over domain names, especially in the CO.ZA namespace. The process has been running, and the regulations that the then Minister of Communications promulgated in 2006 and requires them to oversee the resolution of disputes. We don't resolve, but we oversee the entities that do. So we'll continue to make sure that these regulations are complied with. We also had the minister also earlier the promulgating the extension of the regulations to cover not only CO.ZA but to cover net.ZA and the op.ZA, so that this is the override function we're playing to make sure that these transitions are adhered to. We've set one last goal at the end, being the instant to show our sustainability and effectiveness of fitness as a business, and our target being to continue improving revenue through increased Zedna share in the predominant name split, and also to enhance internal control within Zedna to make sure that whatever revenue we get is used in an accountable manner and that structures are set in place. We pass from the high level to get into the ADP, it's of the annual performance plan. Under strategy goal 1, the administration and management of the Zedna ministries. Our objective for the year first to monitor the operating agreement that we have in place. The operating agreement is an agreement that Zedna has with the Central Register, which is an entity that Zedna, following consultations back then with the Ministry of Communications, helped establish to provide a centralized platform for registering domain names. So we have an agreement in view of the fact that we have not licensed any player. We are working through these agreements, and our target being to our objective being to make sure that there's strict adherence with the agreement and that it's implemented in a manner that grows the name space. We have targets for the quarter. I won't go through them, but I will take questions around them. I suppose the members of the document before. Still under the strategy goal 1, our second objective is to help standardize the SLD policy framework. We've done the work in the past of each second level domain having its own constitution, what you call a charter. There's now probably one or two that are outstanding out of 17. We've done the other ones. So we want to finalize those outstanding charters, and especially that's law.za and school.za, with the targets they set for each of the four quarters. We also want to monitor the implementation of the general policy. The general policy is a policy that applies to the .ZA space. It outlines such things as, what is the basic criteria for registering .ZA domain names, where are ISPs fitting in the process, and what their responsibilities are. It became effective last year on the 1st of April, so we are monitoring its implementation by the different entities. We also have subsequent specific policies that we were targeting to have in place. For example, that in quarter 1 we have the protection of personal information, for example, to have an implementation report on that, and also to prepare reports on such stuff as data informity and the cookies and so forth. The second strategic goal, and it's our the second strategic goal is compliant with international best practice, and our annual objective is the first is to implement the secure and the reliable infrastructure practices. We want to make sure that DNSSEC, which is really the signing of the names in .ZA to guarantee people when they search the website and they look for a ZA name or web address, we have something that assures them that this name has been signed, this name is from the trusted source, so that people are not misled to malicious websites. That project we've already started with, and we will oversee the designing of what is below the the second level, for example, the registry internal registry has your CO auxiliary and so forth, and they have plans that are prepared. So we will oversee that function, that our key task then, those are the targets for the quarter, including creating DNS server awareness, because it's important for the ISPs and the service providers to be aware that we are doing DNSSEC, and they also likewise encourage their customers to sign their names in DNSSEC. We also now targeting 12 days on file to manage within ZED and making sure that the performance of our infrastructure for this function is on the spot. Still under this, we have an objective of identifying the practice gaps simply because the internet grows fast. So what you are with or what standard you have today that has been very good in last years, you may find out in ASM that it's been succeeded by another one. So we have targeted this year, which we have not really done formally, to do a benchmarking analysis between ZA and other top-level domains. So we see the target, they talk about our target, where the scope finalized, then a report, and then use that to then decide what strategic interventions should be made going forward. That strategic goal is license and regulatory registration registrars. I already alluded that we have not done the license and regime in place until the amendments of the laws, but we have the operating agreement. So we want us to participate in the broader policy and legislative changes that the government is driving, so that whatever comes out of there can then give us a more thorough and solid licensing regime. And the next slide, the strategy call number 4 is public domain name registration guidelines, which is really, we want to have registration practices prepared and published not only on our website but also for our next campaign, so that people have greater knowledge of knowing why they can't register names and above.ca but they can register.ca and so forth. Another objective is to publish global registration guidelines and practices, again as part of disseminating this information on the website and also on our awareness campaigns, because the internet is connected. We're not only publishing guidelines about.ca but we're publishing guidelines about registration of domain names across the board, but with an emphasis of the benefits of registering names in those areas if you are in South Africa. Strategy goal 5 is public awareness, and in public awareness, it's a continuation of what we've been trying to do in the last few years. Our objective has been to implement our education awareness campaign to have a bigger pool, and our budget also reflects the target was to grow this field bigger. Event than just communicating with the media or participating in some events. We want also to have roadshows and be visible in all different provinces. The awareness campaign covers Zed as an entity, but largely covers .ZA as the identity of South Africans online. We also set an objective of broadening participation in the domain name value chain, which I think answers the duplicitous concern or call for all the entities to target, to set targets for ICT and service development. The unit has just spoken about the importance of transformation and inclusivity. So we have set an objective under our awareness campaign to focus on building capacity of local registrars and registrars. We would like to open up the youth especially across all provinces, to equip them to so that they know how to register domain names and what business they can run, in the hope that over time we should see more and more registrars and resellers participating in the value chain and making business out of them. We also have an objective, and that is to roll out what we call as a website presence project. We are targeting particularly to do what we call the schools of the online presence. If we may call it so, piloted it a bit in the last quarter as we ended the financial year with a couple of schools in Gauteng where we created websites and provided domain names to 10 schools. And we also went to different partners, I won't mention them by name, both on the private sector and the public sector, with a view of escalating this project to cover every school in South Africa over the next few years to ensure they have websites. The project was born out of realizing that as much as schools are increasingly getting armed with computer labs and tablets and so forth, most of them, especially in the public sector, still do not have websites. And it was important that we then provide that service as part of, as you may call it, our social responsibility project. We have said to cover all properties. In each quarter, we'll have a couple of properties to cover. That's the project. Strategy policies on research and surveys. We want to release a research report, conduct a survey on Dotzeri, and we also want to enforce our Dotzeri's compliance with the operating agreement by auditing, you know, the Dotzeri's compliance with the operating agreement and so forth, so that if there's any non-compliance, it can be addressed, and if there are areas of improvement on this particular relationship, then we can attend to them. Strategy goal 5 is very domain name registration information publication. That is self-explanatory, that will publish the domain registration report covering trends and how the area is growing and compared to other internet name spaces. Strategy goal 8 is about making domain name policy recommendations to the minister. It's an interesting area of work. We find ourselves since last year playing a more and more incremental role in this particular function alone. The ECTF says that ZNAM may make recommendations and must make them when called to serve by the minister. So we've been working closely with the DTPS in the last few years, and we've set our targets there after consultation with the department, and one of them to influence local internet governance. And the idea is to get to have a dialogue in South Africa about internet governance. So we see it in different other areas and platforms, regional and international. But we want to then take a lead here in consultation with the department and other stakeholders to have a process of our internet governance engagement locally, including internet governance event in quarter two with different stakeholders in South Africa. We also want to develop and to recommend internet governance policy positions that are really South Africa centric and not generic. And we set targets there as well. Still under this strategy goal, we set a certain objective of enhancing participation in key internet policy fora. This mission is not new. We participate within the processes of ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Other Names and Numbers, on the operational side, especially because we are responsible for overseeing the operational infrastructure in South Africa. So we want to continue contributing there, and we set targets. They have developed an analysis of key processes within ICANN and referring them to the department as well for the input. We also want to contribute to the ICANN processes through these policy processes. So the important thing is that here, the representative and the department are tightening up on what is being said when we go to this internet governance and internet policy for us, especially outside South Africa. We set it an objective also of enhancing our relationship with government and parliament. That is what's important. And the one key task there is to regularly update the TPS about our work, you know. And there is the quarterly report process, which is helping a great deal, but we want to enhance that reporting process so that it's not only about target and whether we've met a target or not, but it is such that the reporting process, it has clear internet governance and policy issues attached to give this regular update to the department, so that the department, when it can properly empower or mandate that to say certain things on its behalf as we participate in these processes. The goal 9 is evaluating the ECTH and so forth. I think that's already covered by a number of circumstances. The department is reviewing ICT policy. We want to submit in our proposed amendments to the laws, the ECDH especially, when the department is ready to do so. As far as we are aware, the department has done their work plan in ADP this year to attend to the amendment of the laws, especially the ECDH. ADR is self-explanatory care allowance scheme. And then on 11, our annual objective is to achieve financial sustainability. The targets were going to ensure that we collect the domain name revenue that is our portion regularly. We said also to increase the national share of the ACR as the domain name revenue, which is going to start very soon at the beginning of June. We've relaunched with ACR Law Doctory, which is a secondary domain for legal practitioners. We are still working with the administrator, which is the Hague Law Society, to expand the charter so that it's a second level for all legal practitioners, including other stakeholders that participate in the legal services value chain. And we've also set to the target of generating revenue from the .Cape Town, .Joburg, and .Durban registration process, which is something so far we are not taking any revenue from there for now. Continuing, another objective is to enhance our internal controls by developing and implementing these additional policies. They are listed there. Some of them are being reviewed, really, and others are new policies that we've identified that we need so that we have clear internal controls. Another objective under this objective is implementing outstanding corporate governance measures. That is also self-explanatory there. We have a human capital development strategy that is being developed now currently. We also have set ourselves to appoint an internal auditor. We didn't have an internal auditor before, because of the regular advice we used to get that as much as the company actually requires that, but for our size, we were a very small entity. It was a function that was difficult to really pin down what an internal auditor would do. But we committed ourselves to say, look, it's a complex issue, we must have that. We also appoint a company secretary in the process, and then continuing on that again, we'll then appoint an external auditor. We had the same auditor for the last 4 years, so we are required to change after a while. So we're replacing, we'll be doing the last audit for the recent end that year with those auditors at PwC, and we want to then appoint others to the board chair and code of ethics, conflict of interest, and so forth. And then also we set an objective of building human resource sustainability, including implementing an internship program. We are almost starting there. We've done internal work in talking and preparing the state of this, but we want to get a couple of people, of especially the youth, to come in and then do an internship varying from a half year to a full year's internship. We just done this, then that's our budget for the 2016-17 financial year. Our projected budget, the income expenditure is the only one I will cover, the rest of the financial information I won't cover. We also have John here from our finance, we will add if I left anything of particular note. In the ATP document, there are notes that are being explained. On the presentation, we don't have them, but simply put, ZNA is to charge a minimum fee of 7 rands on the ACR. We've increased that to 12 rands now, in line with our business that we would like to achieve. It's important to point out that in increasing this fee, we've increased it in line with the operating agreement we have with the central registry. And we said for almost 5 months as well, the government requires us to consult with the ZCR. So we did the consultation. We then came to a figure that we feel will enable us to perform what we want to achieve without compromising the operational capacity of the central registry. So that if you were then a figure of around 1.1 million names that we are rejecting, should give us around 12.2 million rands. And then we're projecting interest based on the fees that we have, the around 9 million rands that we have in reserve contingency. Our expenditure is at 13.4 million, which is slightly higher than our projected revenue. But you'll see the note at the end of this income expenditure that the surplus of around 400,000. We've set to fund it from, the excess of around 400,000 will be funded from the surplus revenue. And expenditure, the key areas is that you'll notice that the basic office costs are 1.3 million, and that's already because we are moving premises to a new location still in Midland. We had the raise over the last, I think, 5 years. Of being that the Kosa House, the building that the ZCR owned, where we were having, and we were paying rent that is much, very much discounted. But now that we are moving to our own premises, you can see the rise in the rentals that we are projecting. We also have office refurbishment cost there, which is a one-off cost really, because once you move to the new premises, you won't be refurbishing offices every year. And then we have communications and awareness at 1.6 million, our awareness campaign is 1.5 million, but also set aside as a clear fee, that's not a big fee of 140,000 for a competition that we want to run as part of the promotion of winning a third-day website as we go throughout different provinces and cities and towns. Then there's external relations with this expenditure. I want to cover it. It has listed the number of events where we'll be participating, sponsoring, and so forth, including the Africa Internet Summit. There's one in Gaborone in end of May. It is for two end of May to first week of June. And then we have our contributions to iWeek, the Internet Week that ISPA and the ACR and other stakeholders hold every year. We had last year's one here in Cape Town. and then there are other contributions as well to other entities. We are purchasing a company car, which we don't have one. We are hoping, we are planning to purchase one. Those are the costs that we benchmark, by looking at the market and what we can get. And then our ICT expenditure also is written somewhat. But again, the responsibility, the reason for that being that we are moving to new premises where we are certainly responsible for this cost. We've been cross-subsidized in many ways by the CR while we were in the building where we are. But as we move there, we are required to then bear this cost on ourselves. You will also notice a line then of the infrastructure, the NSF 480,000 rands, which is the fact that we have our own name servers and we are deploying the NSF secondary service provider will be helping us with that function. We don't have capacity yet, but we have a service provider will help us for the next 12 months, and thereafter we should be able to perform this function on its own. And the legal and professional, there's a rise in an increase in professional fees. I believe the fact that we had to make decisions about whether to hire people, especially in the area of HR and admin. We felt that rather we contract service provider to help us there. There are other professional services that will require, especially for this year, as we clean up and set up internal governance processes and so forth. So hence there's an increase there, which in all likelihood going forward may is likely going to come down once we've done these internal processes. For meetings and events, we have a budget of 1.1 million. This budget, this expenditure line is broken down as well to show what goes to the typical board and committee meetings, remuneration of directors, that's 50,000, and then also what then goes to directors' remuneration for other stakeholder meetings, remuneration, whether it be going to parliament or being assigned to a specific event to go into President Edna. We then also the limited cost on venue costs and so forth and director training. The next phase development line is our online presence project that I covered about schools and so forth, where we are targeting to connect a number of schools in each province. So that's the cost of 700,000. And then the enterprise development line, the training that we want to run different places to facilitate especially youth and women entities participate in selling domain names. That is, we carry that at figure of 350,000. Then we have research and surveys, what our market research. And then we have the staff line that shows the salaries of staff who are present and then the new ones we are targeting to have. And I think our salaries budget probably takes around 35% of our expenditure. Based on this budget, we'll see that we'll be adding, I think, at least 4 people to choose Zena, and then also with the intensive program that we've catered for. And then we have the systems and controls, the expenditure of service providers will help us with the audit, internal audit and external audit and so forth. And travel and accommodation also has increased somewhat, but again it's explained to show what expenditure will be spent where. We're coming to Parliament, our anticipation that the directors will be coming to Parliament to participate. Then there's item expenditure for the staff to attend, and I think we've catered also for one or two other directors to attend as part of orientation. And then there's expenditure on travel with the GPS locally and then internationally, especially internationally. There are a couple of events and processes the department is requiring Zena to participate in with the department as part of our policy recommendation functions to the minister. And we close with that deficit of 174, which will be funded from our prior unused funds. Below that share, then is the balance sheet, the projected balance sheet, and then the cash flow, which I think I won't go through because it's probably too much detail. With that share, I'll say that will be all the presentation that we prepared. Thank you. So, I don't know if John may want to add anything or
that will be that next presentation. Over to you.
put Gunjira Sampi, no, it's fine. People ask you some of the questions. That's the presentation, honorable members. Shall we take comments, questions? And then we can go to the second round. Honorable McKenzie, and honorable Shin, honorable Dunyan, and honorable Kilian, in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the presentation. There's a lot of innovation in there, that's clear. Let me start off with a little bit of a story with your indulgence, Chairperson. The story of Daedalus and Icarus. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's from Greek mythology. I'm not Greek, but it's from Greek mythology. It was a father and son, and they wanted to fly. So they made these wings with feathers and wax. And they flew up towards the sun and worked very well. And Icarus flew too high, and the sun melted the wax on his feathers, and his wings fell apart, and he fell to earth and died. I remember the original Zadna, Dr. Zadna, as came to report to the committee. I think Dr. Hasmukh Gaja was the chairperson. And it was a small, tight organization, obviously in its infancy. It was well run. It was profitable. It limited its costs within its budget, and it did its job very effectively. There was nothing extravagant about it. When I look at your income and expenditure and your budget going forward, I have an element of concern. Because like Icarus, I think you're flying too close to the financial fund. And the mere fact that you're posting a deficit for this year concerns me greatly, and that you're now using the funds that you have to fund that deficit. It's always very good financial practice to live within your means. And this is, you know, there are various entities that come and report before this committee that report that don't cost the state and the taxpayer any money. And from what I understand from the minister and from the president is, and certainly from the ratings agencies, is we're looking for state-owned enterprises to deliver value to the shareholder, to actually contribute something to the fiscus and not take away from it. And then I look at this this expenditure and these plans in front of me, I get the feeling that you're taking away from the fiscus, you're not paying into the fiscus. And frankly, the state needs money for other programs. So that's my overall comment, Jefferson. It worries me. Then there's just on questions specific, and perhaps if you can give me a comment on that, I'd appreciate it. In terms of licensing and regulation, the IEC white paper is before Cabinet at the moment. Did Dr. Abbey give input into that? And can you tell me what that was? Because you are talking about giving input into policies going forward, and clearly the policy development on the part of the department is quite far advanced. With every bouquet, there's a bouquet. Your registrar resale program, I think, is a very worthy initiative, and I'd like to congratulate you for that. It's a good job. In terms of the schools.za domain name, I know of a whole lot of schools that have websites as it is now, obviously under COZA or .com or .org. Is your intention to then migrate those schools to schools.za? And is there a revenue difference? Because, I mean, clearly you're out to make more money, which is a good thing. And if you just migrate from one domain name to another, the revenue would stay the same, I would assume. So what would be the benefit to Dr. Adma of doing that? Again, if I can, you've projected a certain income. How I would like to see Dr. Adma operate is taking real income next year and then spending. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, getting the money in first and then spending. There's no absolute urgent need for you to go into a deficit in order to fund what you're doing. So again, I just caution you on that. Why are you moving premises? Do you have a solid reason for that? Because there seems to be a lot of expense coming from that. And make no mistake, I'm not criticizing your presentation or your objectives. I think your strategic objectives are very sound. And in fact, I applaud you for the work that you've done there. But why are you moving premises? And then the cost of your vehicle almost equals your deficit. So why is it necessary to buy this vehicle firstly? Isn't it more, doesn't it make more financial sense to lease a vehicle if you really need one, instead of actually acquiring a depreciating asset? I think most businesses lease their vehicles. Thank you, Chairperson. That's me for now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I had similar sort of concerns, that I thought that there was people looking for work to do rather than doing what is necessary or what is strictly required. So basically, you're a registrar. And a lot of but it seems to be taken up with sort of marketing kind of public awareness kind of activities. Now, I don't get a clear feeling of that you actually know who your customer is. Not from this presentation. You're having a bit of a shotgun here. And while, you know, there are good initiatives to, you know, increase revenue from the various domain names, I think this is all well and good. But are you not actually looking for work to, that you don't necessarily need to do? And I say that because you're a 13 million rand organization. Why do you need 9 board directors? I mean, that seems to be exorbitant. I mean, 2 people could run this organization. It really does need 9 directors. And then, okay, you send the gathering of these 9 down to Parliament twice a year. Well, I don't think it's necessary. So you can cut the budget there, even if you do believe that you need 9 board members, which I find difficult to believe. Another thing, the school's websites. Nice idea, but what's got to do with the registrar? And it is going to cost 700,000 to actually build those websites. Now, who's going to maintain them going forward? And should there not be a task for the Department of Basic Education? I mean, if they're going to get the schools linked up, should they not manage how the school presents itself? And why do we need to actually pay 700,000 for that? Because that would really, what do graduates lose half a million rand this year? There's 2 years worth of protected lockdown. You know, and it's crazy, 700,000 rand. When you're going to lose, you know, 500,000, you could just cut the schools up. There were various cost calculations that concerned me. So let me just find that. I thought it was quite sweet. You buy one caddy and you put it to sleep. that was quite sweet. I thought it was sweet, a little more than one car. But I'm a bit worried about it, but maybe there's a cheaper way to hire it or to lease it. Yes, I also was concerned about the board remuneration. Do I get this right, that each director gets paid 10,000 a time for a board meeting? And I said this is a 13 million rand organization. 10,000 rand for a day's or 2 days' work. This is, say, 3 days' work. And then they're just reading up on their board tax and that sort of stuff. I mean, that's exorbitant. I don't see the need for that. You could bring down your costs of meetings quite considerably. I think that those were my main concerns. And your public participation in your policy work, your internet governance policy, for example. I mean, what public participation are you having in that, or are you just talking to government? Because you actually need to, you know, internet is a citizens network. We need to have citizen involvement in any policies that are developed with us. There's another one I wanted to ask about, because you didn't mention it in your presentation. You didn't mention the name in your presentation. This is under Program 5, Enhancing Public Awareness, event in quarter 2, briefing to CRPC and to the National Youth Development Agency. Why the National Youth Development Agency? But you didn't mention that in the presentation, so I wondered why you left it out. But you put it into your strategic report, because, you know, that really is a dysfunctional organization. I wouldn't think, and if you don't give them tea and buns or beer and a full meal, they're not going to get them to come anyway. I wanted to know why they were there. Thank you.
Raghunathan is again. Thank you, Chef. Thanks for the presentation. I just look for the clarity.
Clarity?
Oh, okay. Thank you for the presentation. I just seek for clarity. Only two questions. What links does have with other organizations? Do you have a link with other organizations on Okay. The second one. What are the plans to ensure financial sustainability? The third one, where could develop further joint working arrangement with other bodies to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness?
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to add my voice concern with regards to the spiraling costs and the fact that, like so many other state institutions and entities, it is possibly at a point, at a juncture, where now it is assumed that more staff is going to expand the operations, etc. But there's a lot of assumptions for income that cannot go unnoticed. And I just wanted to look at your notes on the deficit. It speaks here of a reasonable possibility that it can be funded, etc. And then it says the forecast revenue is based on 1.1 million registrations, and we understand that, but I mean there is now a trend of annual number of annual registrations. Then it is saying it is very possible that the registration will surpass. Now, if we look at the state of the economy, etc., yes, it's not directly linked to Zatna registrations, but the point is it not at this point where the board must really consider what are the key priorities of this entity before it ventures into side issues. That's not the core mandate and responsibility of the Zatna. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda. I think Richard is in some of the work. For me, page 52, in terms of increased revenue generation around the issues on God, the inability to, I'm not sure why has, it says here you're expecting your first move to have GPS formalizing the role of FEDNA. Now, why is it not formalized? Because if it's a method that I know it's pretty cheap, but has now, have their cities now. So, why has it lost? It's now more than a year. It hasn't, why had we taken so long to have it formalized? And maybe this question is going to TPS so that they can explain that delay in this matter. The other issue, maybe to the board chairperson, in terms of appointment of staff, this matter came before us previously. It's coming back, I think, today that there hasn't been quite progress. Why have we not made progress on the appointment in the entity? Noting that it is the board's responsibility currently based on the Act to appoint staff. If you appoint the CEO and staff, why have we not seen the improved numbers? And at some point it indicates we have CEO, if he's not there, we don't have much capacity to do work. Now why have we not implemented? Why have we not recruited? And currently how are we resolving the matter? What is it? Are we using consultants? Is it not limited the capacity of the entity to develop capacity itself and be able to implement and create future like in terms of what do we call it, security for the entity, because we have capacity internal rather than utilizing external people. So I just want to understand from that. There's an issue around amendments as well. I hope the department has taken note of the pages around risks on pages 56 and 57, one that relates to the amendments that needs to come through the campus, the functioning of Zetner in terms of the CPA. Again, one of the issues that talks about insufficient awareness with the limited shouldn't this go in terms of put to the borders to the CEO. Shouldn't there be some form of partnership that looks at to support the work of Zetner in terms of awareness? Because if there are limited resources for the work, because I mean, to promote this, you need not only the people who are players, but to grow the market, you need everybody to understand them. I remember constantly our members have been saying, before I came to this committee, I did not know of the existence of the trend. Now we've been saying that in terms of awareness broadly, but if there is constraints, shouldn't we be finding other partnership within the department, whether it's the department when they do and do so, whether it's a particular program that we are running that we can partner with the department to maximize on the knowledge of the entity, because it's a way of increasing your revenue stream, not only about and then in terms of your target, I think they are quite good from what you have done following the act. I think it's assisting in terms of what you need to do. No, thanks. Those are my few comments. I think we'll do a lot of work.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks to all members for the comments, very important ones. We have taken them down, and most of them really they are assisting. We're gonna at least implement them. I'm just gonna answer on some and leave some for the CEO. To start with the question of appointment of staff chair, that is true that this took long, but I can assure this committee that we are towards the end. We have appointed we've appointed a consultant to help us to benchmark and so forth, and the process is towards the end, and by maybe in 2 months' time we'll be having the necessary stuff. And this question, Chair, I want to link it with the question as to whether Zetner is not looking for work to do. That will never be Zetner's intention. And I've already at the beginning to say, I've compared with other entities, Zetner in terms of the legislative mandate. If you open that chapter, is a whole lot of list of the functions. And the must, Zetner must do that, Zetner must do that. All along, Zetner hasn't been doing all those things in the act. And Chair, you have mentioned a very important thing to say, even your good self, you are not aware of the existence of Zetner. And is there in the act? So, at least even to link it with the appointment of staff, there was a question by honorable member to say it was well run, kept small. Let us not think along those ways of saying something must be kept small. That makes only one entity to service the entire South Africa. And it's kept somewhere in Pretoria small at the back of somebody's door, when we should be out there servicing the whole South Africa. It's very important to notice that we've got 1,101 million of the domain. Yes. How many, the population of South Africa? We are still very far, at least to deliver the service to the South Africans. We are millions, and we are still at 1 million. So for us to grow, so that we reach, we extend the scope and we reach other people around the, in the 9 provinces of South Africa, the 2 employees of Zatna won't do it. When the CEO is not there, like as we speak, a very practical example, we've got one person in the office. If the CEO and the second in charge, they are here. If the CEO is attending something, then the men down at the back must run everything, attend to all those things, and the 2 people cannot just make it. It is true that we are partnering. There was a very important person to say, can't we partner with the other entities or institutions, at least to keep the cost down? That is what we are embarking on, and we started last year already. Even where I've been invited, if they say we invite the chairperson of Zatna, I take my business card, and they give me the banners, the pamphlets, myself, I distribute it where I'm invited. If I can talk to the people, say, you are inviting me, I think you know about us, but the people, they must not know it. I talk to them, I do it myself, I, you know, ask the people, because no one from the office can go and do that, which should be like that. But as a chairperson, I just ask the people to say, can you erect this ban for me, and this is the pamphlet, and I'm doing all those things to assist. At the present moment, for us to us as a board, when we are supposed not to go into operational issues, but sometimes you find that really a need, you know, there is a need to assist here and there. So Zatna needs to grow, Zatna needs to be well known, and just note this. It must match with the international practice. It's in the earth, and in any way, the ICANN is a very, very important stakeholder for Zatna, and is international. So if the CEO attends, then there is no one in the office, and all you go and take notes, because we still need to comply with the policies and regulations of ICANN and all those things. So the amendment of the equity, even ourselves, when we arrived, we were the second board of Zatna since Zatna was formed, since the inception. When we arrived, we found that the previous board was struggling, having hiccups or bottlenecks in terms of the act. And we appreciated the fact that it was the first act, you know, always the first thing will have the loopholes, and it will take, you'll realize that, oh, here, we should not have said this. That one we should not have included. And while during the run of Zatna, that is where the gaps have been identified and leading towards the amendment. So we appreciated that the act could not have been perfect from the first time. This was the first thing to happen in South Africa. And that is where we are talking to, we are working with the department to get the act amended. It is true that the CEO has mentioned to say, since the inception of Zatna, it's never licensed. And that is the main function, is a legislative function mandate to license and regulate. For, because there was a gap in the act, they could not license. Hence the born of the relationship with the ACR, at least to be the registry, at least just to carry on. It's an interim measure while we're getting the act in order. Let me see what I can tackle, Chair, before I hand it over to... let me comment a little bit by on the school's website. This is something that you may say is a side work. You may say so, because the comment was said, why don't you prioritize and look at the key issues of Ratna before you can even do something aside? So, when we go to schools, as the CEO was explaining, it's not just to go there and say we are doing something for the school. We also have a benefit out of it. If I go to a school and say, I give you a website, and I'm going to comment on the sustainability of, if we say to the school we give you a website, the sustainability thereof, because it was a comment. If I go there and provide a website for the school, am I not contributing to the education of the South African? Am I not contributing to socially? Am I not at least promoting awareness, which I'm required to do in terms of the act? Just that I'm being invited, and I go there. I benefit as well. So this is school website. We benefit because if we come back, most of the people who attended would be aware of that now. As we come back, we've contributed to the educational scope of this country. So we look at those things, and socially we need to contribute as well. We partner with other entities of the very same department. They are doing stunning work. This past week, we were in Limpopo, just a rural area, village, in a school called Seshio High School. Is in a village, and I was very, very much impressed, and I was also, you know, happy to form part of that. The village the school in a village will have a website. That is what we have offered. And as we left there, most of the people in that village, they knew about Ratna. They were asking, what is Ratna? And they gave us the opportunity to stand up and explain ourselves. And we explained. So we contributed to the education. And there was a broadband infrastructure. They were handing over a tablet to students. Lots of them. And we said, okay, we are small. We consider and we appreciate the fact that we are small. And we said, website is what we do. And we can provide that. They are handed over with the laptops. We can provide the website for the school. And they were happy and in a remote area. That is what we're going to target. Not in always urbanizing things, So we are going there in the remote areas and work with the people there. The sustainability of, let's say we provide a website for a school. It is true that it needs to be maintained. And our offer was coupled with the fact that, okay, we will sustain it maybe for the next 12 months. Because it's, the website is our way, we'll do that. In the meantime, then they will see going forward that they will do it. So, but we've provided them with the basic thing, the important thing. CEO, I think let me check maybe most of the questions will be for you. Can I just comment a little bit on the relocation here. We're talking of growing Ratna. We're talking of increasing staff. And as we speak, we are, this popular word, we are squatting. And for the past years, Ratna has been squatting. I don't know if that is an ideal government entity that we want to see squatting every time. For the rest forever. So relocation is a very important thing that we're going to have a staff and so on. So I won't go into details,
that no one will be comfortable to start with the family under the wings of another man's family or authority, if I may say so. But it's time that Zatna should go and have its own offices, because we're going to have more staff, and even the present offices might not accommodate the coming staff. So that is very important to do that. Yes, I will come back again if I've left some. You see, or can you finish up other questions?
Thank you very much. The very first questions that I asked of that, I'll go through their orders, keep the ones that the chairperson, the Zana chairperson, has answered. There was a question from Honorable McKenzie about Zedna, the original Zedna being one cost effectively as a lean organization, which is quite true. And establishing Zedna or the Honorable McKenzie is just expanding its output. And I think the target is to continue running very cost effectively. We may not be as lean as we were before. I think the also answered answered that question to say it's not the thing that the idiot said that they must do what's being done. And there were reasons for that too, for the former board, the very valid reasons for prioritizing certain areas and not others. The focus was on making the central registry project work and so forth, and with that now stable. The next target was then to go back to all the issues of what the experts that now must do, and we really must do them. And that explains the whole scenario we have of why there's a substantial rise increase in both expenditure and projected revenue. The deficit part, there was a question that the project concerns a deficit, and the question also that are we not taking away from the state fiscals to cover for that deficit. From the fiscals, not state, but I suppose, I don't know if that meant a state. Importantly, we always do not get funds from public funds. We get funded from domain name fees. There's a portion that we take from each domain name that is being registered under those that is central registry. The deficit really appreciates the fact that we mapped out what we would like to do and how much we can really practically raise from the revenue. And we realized that there was that deficit. We could have made an option, as one honorable member made earlier on, and said we could take away the car, not buy the car, when we'll come to that question. But we felt that also we have some money in our reserves that we use for contingency, and that we felt that instead of saying we won't deliver what we like to deliver, let the deficit be covered by what we have in reserves. One logic being that, of course, what you have in reserve attracts interest, you know, and if you look at the projected interest over the year of around 700,000, so that interest as well allows us to cover for that deficit without really dipping deep into our reserves. So that was our logic with the deficit. It's going to give input to the HT culture review process, which is quite advanced in the past years. We have the process started in 2013, pushed a lot aggressively in 2014. We participated and were invited back then by the culture review panel to make inputs about Zena's role and gaps in the regulation of internet in South Africa. And we made our submission as best as we could at the time. One of those was a submission about the potential expansion of Zena's mandate to cover other areas that relate to what Zena does, and then also any other grey areas that needed to be allocated. So yes, we gave input into that process. We are waiting, as everybody else now, for the final word from the ministry about what that outcome or what Zedna will be doing or will be like going forward. The school's WhatsApp project, I won't cover what they covered. The question was, do we want to migrate the website of the existing schools into Zedna, and what benefit will that give to Zedna? The challenge of Zedna set a tone. It's not necessarily, it's not at all the intention to relocate or to migrate this. To migrate schools that already have websites to .za. We are targeting the schools that don't have websites. Before we decided on the project, we did some analysis, yes, not professional in the sense of getting a consultant, but we had one of our guys sitting for some time, following different schools in different provinces to see which ones had the website and so forth. And we found out that there's a substantial chunk, especially the public schools that don't have websites. Some of them insisting to have computer labs, others even have received the benefit of tablets and so forth. So we felt that in this project would be a good add-on. We are not looking at schools that already have existing website, no. We are looking at the ones that do not have. Whoever has an existing website will continue with that website the way they want to continue, whether it's in Tocheri or not. One benefit being the fact that the more visible you are, the more likely then that more South Africans will be aware of the of Tocheri and of the need of registering Tocheri domain names. So that's one of the benefits. It's important to say also on the school's website that as our project, you would say it's a CSI type of a project or corporate social responsibility type of a project. It's related to our awareness campaign. It's related to growing the next phase. It's related to also even opening up opportunities because today we've worked with a couple of board developers to say develop the school website for 4,000 or 3,000 and so forth. And they developed and they approved the website in consultation with the school, and that means we contributed in a little way to create economic opportunities for those web developers. We definitely are working and will continue to work with different players on this particular project. We can't mention them by name until we conclude things that are formal, but with the 10 websites we did in the last quarter for Gauteng, we worked with the Department of Education in Gauteng. There was a challenge on that side for the initial office of saying, why don't we create ourselves for all schools and how they this next financial year, which in our reality can't be possible. We have budgetary constraints. But that opened the door for us to speak to that department in a more creative manner, that you may find the scenario later in the year, whether they funded the project or whatever, where we had a tight working relationship to try and get schools connected on websites and don't say. We also looked at the private sector, the other people who approached us, one of the international software providers who want to provide, and I think they're working with provincial education departments, to provide what you call productivity suits, sheets, and software to schools so that schools can move all their operations into online and take advantage of cloud services and so forth. And they've approached us to challenge us, to say, we won't provide the service, not a website entity. Neither are you, but we are running this project right now. How can we work together? So we're still rushing out that discussion, and to be honest with you, we are very much willing to absorb the cost of it, but they just want to have a further add-on from our side where each of those schools they do in those provinces will have a website, and which website will allow teachers to have intranets, to allow teachers to put in learner materials, not only on tablets, but also online, so that whether the learner is at home or is in another, whether they have a tablet on their own or in front of another computer, they can access the cloud services and be able to get lessons and updates from class. And also the teachers will use this particular project of the school provider to as a student information management system, which is in line, I think, with what government is trying to achieve with its government services. So there are potential benefits that are born out of this, but our role will be limited to this website, to the professional website. There was a comment that the chair card is one of why we need to move premises. The vehicle one, the question of why we need the vehicle, why not leave it instead? Our assessment, looking at our activities and our planned activities, which planned activities we must add as well that before we put them in our plans, we did trial them out, especially in the last quarter, as we were moving to different provinces, carrying materials and so forth, setting up banners. We were in first stage in Mangaung on what you call, let's say, a business breakfast with the Mangaung Chamber of Commerce, talking to around 50 members of the Chamber of Commerce, where today one of our guys is flying back from the Eastern Cape for the same reason. We felt like we need a vehicle to be able to move around. Some of the places that says, oh, no, are not easily accessible. We're trying to get to the remote areas and to the smaller towns, so that what we do is not restricted to big cities. So that was our view. the living part of it is something that we could be open to, but we felt that if we have something that we can properly use, that we can brand, that can move around and so forth, we believe that the cost of maintaining that particular asset would be better if we make it an asset of our own. That was the thinking behind this.
There was a question about us for us in tomato marketing in our budget.
Sorry. And whether or not we understand who the customers are we not simply looking forward to do? Certainly we understand who the customer is. She said that they dominate. The customer is the user, the man on the street, the woman on the street. So we understand the customer is. We were challenged in the matter made honorable members in by one of the SPs in one of our special general meetings to say, yeah, if you go out there and you tell them about the importance of registering .za and their complaints, what then do you do? Because you don't register names. The point he was making was that it was important that in our awareness campaigns we work with the registrar community. So that's what we are definitely planning to do. That call was made and we did say to our members, look, once we've gone through the plans approval and so forth, we'll set what we call, if you want to, maybe a marketing store, those are a marketing type of a group where we work with registrars. So we'll be very open, because it's fair to say, once we've convinced the person to register domain name and they say, I want it now, you know how marketing works. So when there's a client wants it now, but there's another question. So if you work with registrars, and are able to say, if we do a roadshow, we have an X number of registrars here participated and they want to register domain name, go and do it. So we will work that way. Well, the question, as I'm not sure if I'm qualified to answer, but why Nantar just in the first place looking at the expenditure of the board? All I'll say is the number of directors is stipulated in the ECT Act. So that's why we have 9 directors. It's important to point out also that the fee that we pay per meeting as you work without members in, that's 10,000 rand per director per meeting. That's the fee that was approved in 2014 by the members, which led the board before this one at the time. And the increase was based on the fact that we felt the feeling within that board that we needed to pay a reasonably competitive director fee, lest we lose the fee. We are excluding some of our directors to other entities. But an example was made, for example, that an entity will regulate, one of the entities will regulate as a regional registry, pays its directors and fee that we will never match, but if really this is close enough to them. So that fee was approved in 2014 and the current board found it in place and our members approved it back then. So, it's possible, I know the comments have been made about the fees as well, saying that some of the entities have fees much less and so forth. And I think that's what really goes to the constraints of sometimes of what the PFMA stipulates and what Zedna is, Zedna being not a PFMA entity and so forth. So the fees were set by other members, not necessarily by the minister. The public awareness is not, and public participation is not really dealing with government only, it's reaching up to the public. We are referred to the internet governance process, and also the types of things that we make to different places are not only just about why you must reach a domain name, they're also about how the internet is affecting you, how the domain name and speed is affecting you. So definitely it's not about just being with government, but sharing to the public, and we'll do it in partnership with a number of entities. One of the questions referred to why NYDA is a target. I think we talk about maybe to a certain extent there from being too detailed, from being overly detailed. The idea was that we draw up a list of entities that we like to deal with, and then we set targets for dealing with it, with those entities. So it's not only the NYDA, and I must admit that personally I've not been following the NYDA's triumphs and struggles. So if it's basically any, we really not make this plan in view of that. We only identify them based on their role. So, and also what we set in the target. So it does not mean we can't do more. In fact, we're planning to do more. We're going to talk to more entities. We are, tell us the SIGA, we are already, or let me say we have established the SIGA on all their roadshows, where we, if at least we are not physically present, but they have information, not about Zedna, because we, I'm not concerned about why not many people know about Zedna, which is a general concern. But when we go to marketing, Zedna becomes a coincidental target of awareness. The primary target is .za. That's what you're convincing the person to register, don't they? South Africa's online identity.
So we're working with FIDA. We have plans to work with SIFA, the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, and so on. So it's a whole bouquet, if I may, of different service providers we work with. Honorable Longan asked our plans about financial sustainability. Honorable member, is our plans are simple, really. Based on our financial and revenue realities, we have, I think, on that test, a surplus that has accrued over time of around 8 million rand, 29. That's what we have on contingency or reserve funding. And we need to keep that. You know, we said last year, and I know there was an input that said, try and have enough that covers for a year in annual contingency. So that is for us very important to make sure we have that as well for the financial sustainability. And then gradually as the names increase, we will increase the revenue collection, the revenue that we collect. It's also important to go back to Honorable Mackenzie's comment about cost effectiveness of SEDNA. A very positive comment, I must admit, that our commitment of SEDNA is really on making domain name registration as affordable as possible. You know, so we're not looking at a scenario where we'll increase fees for the sake of increasing them. When last year we increased the fees that the ratio charged the registrars from 35 to 45, we made a written commitment that is, and then for the next 5 years, there won't be an increase. We are even looking at ways now saying, okay, we had it at 35. Is it not possible over time to reduce and go back to that? So it's very important to understand that our revenue will work in such a way from that because of that phase. Whatever we do will not cost the person on the street more to register domain names. But we'll continue to collect revenue, going to make sure that our financial are sustainable. So I'm about to finish, and the Honorable Gideon, I think he can answer this, but made a comment about the board prioritizing key areas so that there's no expenditure on non-government things. Yes, that's, I think the answer really comes from the fact that that the chair has said, we did not do all what is the expert to. Now we need to do it. So it's less than non-co. Probably the only one that's non-co, you'll pretty much say it's the school's project, but we still see some type of brand awareness, you know, resulting from that. Chairperson, the Tulcidis revenue, at the Tulcidis part, you asked a question about why is that as well not yet finalized today, so why is it taking so long? The issue there is that when we endorsed the central registry to apply to IACAN during that window of 2012, to apply for .capetown.joburg.durban, there was a time pressure that we had. We needed a decision to be made. We consulted with the ministry. And then we were mandated as the domain name regulator to be the ones that decide and head the project and those parts ended there. Now, what we need is to have a framework where it says, your final responsibilities that now are these and these and these. We dealt with the municipalities concerned back then when the applications were made, and to be fair to them, their trust was on Zedna as a state entity. And they said, that authority, you tell us what to do, you make a decision. There was a bit of and they could misunderstand when it came to Zedna's function. Now the project being lost. The fact that the policy function with the .sit is .sit are what we call generic top-level domains, like .com and so forth. They are contrary to ICANN. They don't account directly to us. So we needed to declare it from the Department of how far do we go in our responsibilities. We champion the type of policy that is in place for these top cities, but beyond that, whatever we do, we feel that must be clarified so that accordingly it must be funded from this type of revenue. So we made a commitment to the city and to the HR that, okay, fine, until this is clarified, we won't be getting your revenue, but we will as soon as our role is clarified. And once clarified, we can be able to quantify it. And as far as I'm aware, I think the ICT policy review process has that in it and should provide an answer of our function there. So the rest, I think the chair is correct. Thank you.
So we need a policy review to determine if it can be done through regulation.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Just clarify. We exactly made a submission about it. So the decision to with the department whether they do it for the post review or the total regulation. Yeah.
Chairperson, I think we have to clarify this. There's this ICT policy review process where all our entities participate. And my understanding, there has been no directive for any one entity not to do what their mandate is or what they have submitted here and is approved. It's only where, because that process will still go a long way, parliament, legislation, and so on. So we have to clarify that there are sometimes, like here, if you look at the mandate, it's to make Dominion policy recommendations to the minister, which is their ongoing work. Time and again, they would pick up an issue and recommend to the minister and say, we need policy adjustments. That is completely different story, but I don't think entities have to divert from the commitments and approved priorities here, because it's approved here, and that's how they should then allocate their budget. But there's something else I wanted to say. If we look at the strategic goals of business and looking at quite a number of them, I think honorable members' guidance, we are not far from it. Because if you look at administering and managing those domain name space, that's an IT system. Today, whether you want to register a child at school or at the university or at the TVET college, we hear more and more people say, do it online. So once you have the technology up and running, the cost to do it, it will be the know-how how to manage it. To comply with international best practices in ZA administration is linked really basically to forums which Redna can carry and say there will be four IG internet governance forums a year or two which we will attend. So even that we can be able to measure it. Maybe one at the UN, one at the publishing of Dominion registration guidelines, again, it has to go online. The awareness, I was interested, when the chairperson was talking about the experience in Limpopo, I was thinking we went to 3 or 4 schools in the Eastern Cape. So it's a question of saying, how do we have electronically the package so that wherever we go in this digital revolution linked to South Africa Connect, whether I'm in this city or Gauteng or Limpopo, I have what each and every entity would have taken to that community. So I think as we consolidate, look at rationalization, we are closer to what honorable members are pleading for. And then it leaves each and every entity with the core key performance areas, but some of the things we will do as we do other work, and it will ultimately consolidate and village with more APAs to core functions. The rest it could be shared with other entities and all of us without them wanting to. So, Chairperson, I don't think we are too far from the thinking of honorable members.
Follow-up member?
Honourable McKinsey. Thank you, Chairperson. Frankly, I'm not convinced about sustainability. You have an entity with a core mandate that does not require extravagance. It does not require an external appearance. It does not require new offices. It doesn't need any of that. It needs to be small. It needs to be tight. It needs to be well run and well managed. And it needs to have, in my view, a top of the line IT system, which certainly you've covered. So expenditure on that is quite warranted. when you're sending money to moving to New York, let me give an example. Since you spoke about family chairperson, let me talk about family. My daughter's a final year LLB student. She's starting her internship. As you know, interns earn almost next to nothing. So if she wants to move into her own flat, she can't afford to, because she's only an intern and she's only earning $5. When she becomes a lawyer and she makes however much she makes, then she can move out of my house with my blessing. Until then, she stays inside my house with her father, because it's cost effective to do so. She doesn't end up in a mountain of debt. She doesn't use up her savings, and she stays financially competent and sustainable. So my view, that's what Sana should do. Your face that you project to the market, and I also had a quick browse of the EZT Act. I must say, under 65 Section 2, the authority must enhance public awareness on the economic and commercial benefits of domain name registration. So under that one line and that one sentence, you're justifying visits to school, building websites, all this other stuff that you need not be doing, quite frankly, that basic education could be doing. When they hand out tablets, they could have any one of young entrepreneurs that we have in our society, young SMEs that are desperate for this kind of opportunity, that small business development that could be doing all of this function that doesn't, in my view, belong with SADNA. That is not your core function. Your core function is to manage the registry of domain names and create this awareness. I think visits to chambers of commerce are probably a very good idea. I went onto your website. First I went onto Zadna.com. That's owned by someone else. Then went onto Zadna.co.za. That's owned by someone else. I found you under .org. I thought that in itself was very telling. So, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to run your core business, and focusing on your core business remains sustainable. If you went, the best public relations exercise you could do is to take 5 million of your 8 million and hand it back to the fiscus. You would get a round of applause from this committee, and you would certainly get a round of applause in Parliament. And if you continue to do that every single year, that money that you hand back into fiscus would be used for the betterment of our people and our rural communities and the rest of small entities. You know what I'm saying? You're an entity that has the potential to contribute financially to the betterment of our country rather than being a drain. And my fear, and I hope I'm not proved right, my fear is that you've started down the road of fiscal extravagance. And if you continue down this road, you will end up being another drain on this country's public purse. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I'd like to echo much of what my colleague has said. I feared last year, and borne fruit now, that this is empire building in the making. The role of Azina has a very specific market. It's not every citizen in the country. It's the ISPs. It may well be, you know, some of the ISPs' marketing strategy to tell people that there should be, apples.co.za or something like that, you know, some sort of specific name. But the individual doesn't get involved in this. The individual goes to an ISP and says, I want a domain name. I want some email, I want a website, you know, what do you do? So it's the ISPs who actually do that. So we don't have to go to every citizen in the country. We don't have to, and I think this whole thing, while it's a nice noble idea, is not the job of this entity. The websites can be done by other people. You know, there's all sorts of noble tasks we'd all like to do if we had the money. You don't have the money. And it's not necessary, because the kids will go to their ISP, to their MTNs, or wherever they get their address, all that stuff through. And that's where they'll get their email address. They'll get their free email address from Gmail. And I know that there's quite a bit of discussion in documents about free domain names. Well, people will go to free domain names because they're free. Unless you make, .za free, you know, they're going to go to where it's free. You know, then why add this extra cost in their life? And really, you know, the Act may say you need 9 directors, but do you have work for 9 directors? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And so you could actually ask for legislation to be changed to reduce the number of directors. You know, I hope you're going to do that with the ICT policy review. Because we really don't need 9 directors at 10,000 at a pop.
every time that they gather together for tea and buns. Really, it's extravagant and the empire building, and I'm really not impressed by the justification that has been given to the initial complaints.
Thank you very much. I think major issues are going to the department, because if you look at the issue of the composition of the board, that's the matter that must go to the department rather than the entity itself, because I think it's almost you get the issue of the number of board members versus even the entity. If you are to look at the history as well, or even effective running of boards, smaller sizes of boards work effectively. I think this is the sentiment I said when we spoke about CETA. When we talked about the number of members of boards, once you have a massive board, it doesn't tend to be effective, and it tends to be a lot of issues. But I understand the context here with Sadhana is not even about the issue of effectiveness. What justifies, for example, why would you have a lesser board? In Sadhana now we have how many? 7 that we appoint. With the budget that we have, but with Sadhana you have 9. Now it doesn't show what informs, what is the thinking around the size of the board. So I think that's one of the things we would have that opportunity from outside of the parliament, and when we deal with the policy review and new legislation, we'll have to look at the entity and how the sizes of the boards versus the size of the size of the entity. I think that's very important. But as well, I think from the highlighting of the issues of mandates around, there's a need for further clarification of mandates and how the entities are working, and this goes into the department. So the process of policy review needs to assist us in sorting out all these issues in terms of how we work and how we really deal with the challenges that this entity faces. The core mandate of the entity that I was even talking about, partnership and work, how do we find that? Even more clearly define the role of this entity, how we want it to work, how we want it to interface with the South African society, and its position and its role within the sector and within the job management portfolio, so that it's very clear how we deal with the gender and recommendations. Not sure if the GM has sort of, not sure if you want to do something. You're fine, okay. I think if there are no other issues, I think the sentiments are more common, that you should be able to look at from the side of the entity and the department more in repositioning and responding to the issues on the and I would re-emphasize, I've said it before, the issue of association and association that takes loneliness compromises the effectiveness of functioning of the entities. Because they take long to know in terms of their stability, know where they are going, and that uncertainty can be assistance. So that's how we kept on saying this thing of associationalization that seems to be like a train that is coming in years to come, right? It's something that must happen now. It's a priority. Every year we have to approve this strategic plan, that they have an undertone of uncertainty from the age to the 12. So the sooner we finalize that, the better we assist all of us. And saving costs in this environment that we operate in. So with those keywords, we would definitely incorporate some of the reflections that we have as a committee into our report so that going forward, that it would be to recognize how we should be able to implement the issues of how we function and the mandate and the association and the vision needs to reflect how we're going to deal with that. So with those keywords, members, thank you very much. We 1 hour early. So thank you very much. We see each other on Thursday when we deal with the Nemisa and Sanket, and Friday, South Africa.